This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, June 27th, 2012. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. KUAF is supported by Fayetteville Athletic Club, offering guidance to fitness and healthy living through support, education, and positive direction. Information regarding the FAC's 9-acre facility, including tennis, aquatics, city hiking trails, and more, is available at fayac.com or 587-0500. KUAF is also supported by our contributing listeners and by Malco Theaters, offering birthday parties, special events, and group rates for individuals and businesses. More information available on the web at malco.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a look behind the scenes at the Walmart Northwest Arkansas Championship. The LPGA tournament is taking place in Rogers this week. We'll learn what it takes to put this large event together.
And Pat Hall and friends stop by the Firm and Garner Performance Studio for a conversation and a performance. Pat will perform at Mount Sequoia in Fayetteville next Tuesday as part of the Music on the Mountain series.
But first, voters in the Bentonville School District have rejected a millage increase designed to help construct a second high school. 58% of those who went to the polls cast ballots against the 6.7 mil increase. Nearly 21% of the district's 42,000 voters participated in the election.
The Arkansas Historic Preservation Program has awarded more than $1.6 million in grants for projects in 35 Arkansas counties through its County Courthouse Restoration Subgrant, Historic Preservation Restoration Grant, Certified Local Government Subgrant, and Main Street Downtown Restoration Grant programs. 13 Main Street Arkansas programs shared $65,000 in downtown revitalization grants, which are funded through the state real estate transfer tax and are available to certified Main Street programs for building rehabilitation, parks, streetscape improvements, and other design-related projects that will have major long-term impacts in the local Main Street area. Main Street programs in Eureka Springs, Ozark, Rogers, and Siloam Springs each received $5,000 grants through the program.
The Washington County Coroner's Office says an out-of-state landscaper working on a project on the University of Arkansas campus died because of a heat-related illness. A release from the University of Arkansas says the man was working for a company hired by the university to help construct new football practice fields. He became ill at the worksite Sunday and died at Washington Regional Medical Center on Monday night.
The National Weather Service expects high, very high, afternoon temperatures to remain part of the landscape for at least a week. Highs today are expected to be between 100 and 104. High readings will be in the high 90s or in excess of 100 degrees at least through Tuesday. A heat advisory has been issued for afternoons and early evenings for today and tomorrow. Both Fort Smith and Fayetteville set new highs for the date yesterday. Fort Smith's 104 yesterday broke the previous record of 102 degrees set in 1988. Yesterday's high of 100 in Fayetteville broke a record set in 1954. Today's forecast indicates records could be broken again today.